The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana for your mind. Drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. Holy cow. Is it really Friday? Chris, in your world, is it Friday? Is it just in my world?
It's every world, even the worlds we don't live in, like the world of magic and wonder.
I don't think that's true. I think if you cross the international date line, it's either Thursday or Saturday, but I'm not crossing that line. I'm staying right here in what I like to call Friday, March 22nd. We got some big news. I just got a phone call. I'm not making this up. I have a book, the sequel to Letter to the American Church, is coming out in a few weeks. It's called Religionless Christianity. It's $25.99. I know if you order Amazon or these different places, you'll get it a little bit less than that. But the reason I'm excited and speaking about this up front is Socrates in the City is doing a 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, this book will never be this cheap again. I didn't ask details because we're in a rush here, but I'm not kidding. It's $13. This book, it's a $26 book, right? But it's a special promo through Socrates in the City only. Okay, that if you pre-order before Easter, so you have a week, you get the book for $13. This is through our friends New Life Bookstore in Queens, New York. And we the books that we sell through Socrates in the City, we do it through New Life Christian Bookstore. And they wanted to do, you know, a gigantic pre-order special. So I confess, I'm excited about this because that's a radically low price. It's just, I don't think anybody's making money on this, but it's not about making money.
So you can even buy two books, give one to a friend or an enemy.
Yes. It is the sequel to Letter to the American Church. So Letter to the American Church, as you know, has been out for some time. But it has been selling so well that they didn't put it into paperback yet. So if you buy the paperback, you're not going to get that for several months. They're still selling the hardcover of Letter to the American Church. And you can find, you can get that at lettertotheamericanchurch.com. Please go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. But if you want to pre-order the sequel, which is called Religionless Christianity, you have to do it before Easter. So you have 1 week to get it for $13 at SocratesInTheCity.com. That's all I can tell you. When I heard this, I said, I've got to say this at the top of the show because this is kind of a big deal. That's a very, very, very ridiculously low price. It's, it surprised me so much. I said, I want to talk about this right away on the program that you can pre-order it for $13, okay? That's literally 50% off the price. You have to go through SocratesInTheCity.com before Easter. SocratesInTheCity.com before Easter. When you're at SocratesInTheCity.com, you can sign up if you haven't already to get Socrates Plus, and then you can watch the event we're going to do in Charleston, South Carolina in about, I guess, a week and a half now. It's we're going to be doing it on April 5th with Mark Helprin, whose books are just, I have no words. They're some of the greatest things I have ever read in my life. I don't say that lightly. Anyway, you can watch the live stream if you're a member of Socrates Plus. Yeah, and anybody who's a member of Socrates Plus can watch all of our live stream stuff. If you're not a member of Socrates Plus, you can't watch the live stream. It's no longer available. You have to be a member of Socrates Plus, and there's lots of other stuff there. But the main thing I want to highlight, if you go to SocratesInTheCity.com, you can pre-order the sequel to Letter to the American Church. It's called Religionless Christianity, God's Answer to Evil. If you pre-order it within the week before Easter, at that website, SocratesInTheCity.com, it is $13. I promise you, that's the price you want to pay. That's amazing. So anyway, okay. We have coming up, our friend Steve Dace has written a children's book called Why Easter? He's just an amazing voice in our time, Steve Dace. And he's written a book called Why Easter? When we go to the break or after the break, we're going to talk to him for this hour about that. In hour two, we've got all kinds of stuff coming up. Our friend Lauren Green, not Lorne Green from Bonanza, Lauren Green. She's going to be coming on talking about her books. We've had her on in the past. She's brilliant. And we want to highlight the Alliance Defending Freedom because, folks, I know you've heard me say it before, but what they're doing enables us to stay free in America. Without them, I simply don't know where we would be. So I just want to say, please, everybody, do your part. Please give something. Some of you have already done that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But I really want to say, honestly, we owe them. We're in the mess we're in because we haven't been fighting these battles. And so James Dobson and Bill Bright years ago said, we need to have some people. We need some people who can fight in the courts. And so they established the Alliance Defending Freedom 30 years ago. And I cannot imagine America without them. They're fighting the battles that nobody else would be able to fight. You couldn't fight this. If you have a problem, you're not going to be able to fight these bills, these cases. You can't pay the bills. And so the Alliance Defending Freedom literally does it for free. And so we want to support them. And this, if you listen to this program, you're one of the people that should understand this. So I want to give you their phone number, but you can do it online. You have to type in the browser, metaxastalk.com. I know you got to do that. Inertia says don't do it. You got to break through the inertia. Please do it. Metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner at the top of the website, metaxastalk.com. Click on the banner and everything follows from there. But if you prefer to call, I'll give you the phone number. We really need your help, folks. I sound like a broken record, but this is true. Here's the phone number, 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596. It's an opportunity to do something to save this nation for God's purposes in history. And everybody says, what can I do? Well, this is what you can do. You can give a tiny bit, you can give more, but this is something that everyone can do. 855-385-0596, or just go to metaxastalk.com, metaxastalk.com. And you'll see the banner right at the top of metaxastalk.com. And I should say, Chris, if we have a minute left, I throw this out there every time we're doing a fundraiser. If there is someone out there who has the ability to give a tax deductible gift to the Alliance Defending Freedom through this program of $15,000, and I know there are folks out there who can do that, I want to say thank you by offering myself for an evening. We can have dinner together in a mutually convenient location at a mutually convenient time. We always find the time to do it. So I get to spend the evening, have dinner, and thank you personally. I give of my time. Obviously, I don't get anything back for that, but I have the joy of meeting people who care about this country, religious liberty, who care about the things we do, and who are willing to put their money where their mouths are. And that's a big deal. So anybody who wants to give a big gift of $15,000, we need the help because we're way behind. But I also want to say it's my privilege to find a time to spend an evening with you and your family, whoever you want to invite. We can always, we'll work it out. The number 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596. We'll be back with Steve Dace. Why Easter?
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. They've got an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They have hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. You should check it out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. And use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
As you know, there's a little holiday coming up. It's not celebrated by everyone, but it's celebrated by a lot of people. It's often called Easter. And a lot of people don't know what Easter is about. They think it's about chocolate bunnies. Actually, it's not. It's about even more important things than chocolate bunnies. To break it down, we have our friend Steve Dace, who is the author of a children's book called Why Easter. Steve, welcome back.
Good to see you, Eric. Thank you very much, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. I love children's books. I've written 30 children's books over my lifetime, and they're a good way to get the message out, because a lot of times when you're speaking to kids, you're also speaking to their parents. Mm-hmm. What was it that prompted you to write this book titled Why Easter?
Well, a few years ago, when Rush passed on, my publisher came to me and said, hey, you know, Rush had a great run at the end of his life with these Rush Revere books, trying to bring real American history back to the next generation. What do you think about, you know, transitioning into something similar? And I'm like, well, first of all, no one can possibly wear those moccasins. But if we could maybe do something that's more unique to what I do, I might think about it. And they said, what? I said, what if we did a series on America's Christian heritage? And we just started with a trilogy of books of trying to recover that heritage of Americana that comes right out of, America's Christian heritage. And so to my surprise, they thought it was a great idea. And so we did the first one, Why Thanksgiving? We figured, Eric, we would start with, if we're going to do America's Christian heritage, you start where it began, with the Puritans, with the Pilgrims on the Mayflower. And so we wrote that. We did that book back in 2022, and it was a best-selling children's book. It was very successful. And so now we're on to book two, which is Why Easter, to explain the real reason for the season. And then book three, which will be out for America's 250th birthday in July of 2026, will be Why Independence Day. And so that will complete the trilogy of books on America's lost Christian heritage.
Well, I think a lot of people would concur that Thanksgiving and Independence Day are undeniably American. Why did you pick Easter? In other words, I think a lot of people would say, wait a minute, Steve, how do you link that to America?
Great question. And in the book, we go through all of it. We go to the Old Testament, the law, the Ten Commandments. We get into sin. And then we talk about what happened on Good Friday, the atonement, the resurrection. But then we parlay that into how that inspired the founding of this country. I mean, the idea of individual rights that come from God, the idea that you could have an individual relationship with God did not exist on this planet until the veil was torn in the temple. And now we can, as Paul says, we can all boldly approach the throne of grace without an intermediary, because Christ serves as that intermediary now. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, he has torn that veil. The wrath of God is finished, or a more precise translation of what Jesus finally said at the cross is, it is accomplished. What is accomplished? What is finished? The wrath of God, the justifiable wrath of God, as revealed by both our sin and then also the revelation of his law, which exposes our sin all the more, that wrath has been satisfied. The one sacrifice to rule them all other sacrifices were a foreshadowing to. And that now opens us up to an individual relationship with our Creator. Without that cosmic acknowledgement, there's no such thing on this earth as individual rights, or the idea that individuals' rights come from God, because we had no individual standing with God. He had to initiate with everyone, from Abraham on, because of the sin of Adam. And so that's where that idea of America and individual rights comes from.
I have to take my hat off to you for connecting it that way, because that's beautiful. It's important. It's true. It's unavoidable. I wrote a book, not for kids, but called If You Can Keep It, about the link between American liberty and faith. And I had never really seen this clearly before myself. And once you see it, you say, look, this is not deniable. It's not deniable, first of all, everything you just said to lay this theological basis, but then the outworking of that theology in history, right?
Yes.
We didn't start America, in AD 95. Somehow it takes centuries for these things to work their way like leaven through history. Without Luther, none of this stuff could have happened. And then Luther and the Reformation lead to these concepts. And for me, it's just so fascinating when you think about the preaching of George Whitefield. I mean, I write about him because I was so astonished to see that it is the preaching of the gospel and the new birth, what you just said, a personal relationship with Jesus, not religion, not I go to church, I'm a member of the Church of England, and we go there and we sit there, and yeah, we're Christians because we're not Turks and we're not atheists, or we're not, right. So this personal relationship somehow finds purchase uniquely in America and leads to the idea of no king but Jesus and leads to what we have today. These links are undeniable, but you know, and I know a lot of people are upset by this. They don't want to hear it. They don't like it. It rubs them the wrong way. I mean, whether they're, you know, globalists or secularists or whatever they want to call themselves, you know, atheists, Marxists, they'd like to think that we can have all these wonderful things in this wonderful country called America, if they consider it wonderful. Most of them don't, I guess. But without Jesus, without all these links that you and I know are central.
Amen. And it's because, and I think we have to understand this. I think that a lot of people in our audiences of shows like yours and mine understand that we are at an existential cliff as a people. And remember things like when the prophet Hosea says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Or remember things like Romans 1, where essentially what Paul is describing in a Romans 1 judgment is in a cosmic sense, what happens in an earthly way when a child refuses their lineage of their father, of their parent, rejects it. And they are at that point, they're just given over as kind of an ingrate. That's what you just described. The various groups of people you just described are ingrates. They have rejected their true purpose and meaning for why they were put on the earth in the first place in exchange. And because they have given themselves over, given away the truth for a lie. Okay. But why is this happening? This is happening because the social compact in America is broken. What is that? It is that which binds us together that the Constitution then enumerates and itemizes. The Constitution begins with the words, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. And so there is something binding those people together that then made them say, okay, here are the rules then for how we're going to live together, solve our differences, and work these things out in a practical way. That social compact that predates the Constitution, that social compact is broken. And this is why now we're constantly in the courts and not settling things in legislatures or with dueling executives, but we're constantly in the courts now. It's because it requires a referee, because there's another viewpoint now that doesn't want it, that doesn't just have, you know, maybe in the 60s, 70s and 80s, it was a different view of the Constitution. And so we were debating whether things were unconstitutional or not. What we're debating now is antithetical to the Constitution. Things are being presented that are anti-Constitution, meaning that they may not be constitutional, but they're not intended to undermine the schema of the Constitution. What's happening now is things are being introduced with the expressed intent of undermining the Constitution because the social compact is broken. To use a really quick analogy of a marriage, you know, for a while, the couple stays together for the children. But that doesn't last long. And eventually they turn on each other and say things about and to each other that would not say if they really wanted to be with each other. And that's exactly where we are with our social compact right now.
That is heavy stuff, but it is all unfortunately exactly correct. It is true. And I just think it's a beautiful thing, though, that we can communicate the basics to kids. Meanwhile, we're communicating to adults. So often, children's books that I have read or even that I have written, you realize they're making their way to adults because you're forced to put it really simply. You can't fake out kids. You have to be clear as a bell when you're communicating with kids. And a lot of times that gets to parents and the penny drops. They go, you know what? I never got this before. I was reading this to my kid. So folks, I want you to get a copy of this book, Why Easter. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. But it's called Why Easter. You can spell that. Why Easter. Jesus died for us so we can live forever is the subtitle. So in case you didn't know that, it's right there in the title. Why Easter. Jesus died for us so we can live forever by Steve Dace. That's D-E-A-C-E. We'll be right back talking to Steve Dace. Again, the book is Why Easter. Get a copy right now. We'll be right back.
How do
do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. They've got an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They have hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. You should check it out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. And use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Look at life in the vacant sky.
Welcome back. We're talking to Steve Dace about his new children's book called Why Easter. You wrote a book previously called Why Thanksgiving. I know you have a book in the future called Why Independence Day. But let's talk about why Easter. I mean, we talked about the kind of the adult discussion of it. But when you're talking to kids in this book, what do you say to kids about why Easter?
I got to tell you, I'm not as prolific of a writer as you are, brother, but these children's books are challenging. Okay. I mean, the amount of edits and stuff we go through on these children's books, it's dozens more than I go through when I write a book for the big people. Right? Especially,
well, look, you can't fool kids. You
that's right.
Be,
yes.
You can't blow smoke. Kids will, they're going to tune out in 2 seconds.
Yep.
You got to be clear as a bell.
And the minute you put up a word, they don't know what it means. They're just going to ask, what's that mean? All right. They won't assume you know what it means. They want you to tell them what it means. And right. So, you know, it was hard enough with Why Thanksgiving to take this history because it's a very complicated history. People, hundreds of people died on the Mayflower. Hundreds more died the first year, that first winter that they landed at Plymouth Rock. And so there are some things that, you know, young minds maybe can't absorb and aren't ready for, but they still need to be communicated the gravity of the situation. This was much more difficult now that we're dealing with things, I keep using this word, but this is cosmic stuff now. We're beyond the historical. We're in the, literally in the realm of the supernatural now. And so to communicate this in a way so that the children will understand as much as they can that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but also won't have a, maybe they don't understand the nuance of what cowering and reverential fear means. And so to communicate that to them in a way that doesn't also turn them in at a young age to the last servant in Jesus's parable of the talents, who says, I hid from you. I thought you were a wicked taskmaster. I didn't take right. the talents you gave me. I didn't want to risk losing it. So I did nothing with it. I don't want them to be broken either. And so to figure out how to go through that and to put it in ways that they would understand the amount of edits that it takes. I'm very proud of how it turned out. I actually got a chance to read it to a group of Christian school kids here in my central Iowa community, about 40 kindergartners. And I was just really pleased with how well they absorbed it. I've had notes from parents, especially grandparents, you know, who maybe whose parents, whose children grew up and became prodigals. And now they're trying to find subversive ways to inject this into their grandchildren's bloodstream and jet stream and have used this book as a means to do so. But you'll see when you go through the book, it goes through from the very beginning that there is sin, that there was a lawgiver named Moses, that and I explained the Ten Commandments as simply as I could. There's certain things, you know, trying to explain what does adultery mean to children that you probably don't want them to be sexually aware yet, you know. And so to go through all those very difficult nuances took a great deal of time. But I think when you read the book, you'll see that we did about as good of a job trying to distill it down as much as we could as possible.
I mean, I'm sorry I don't have a copy of the book, but it gives me an opportunity to ask you to share, you know, some of what's in the book. I mean, obviously you're sharing, you are sharing about what's in the book, but on a simpler level, how is it illustrated? And, you know, because I think there's something beautiful. Subversive is a funny way of putting it. It is subversive, but it's also beautiful. The idea that we can communicate to kids in a way that there's a transparency there. You don't have to make great arguments. You're just laying things out. And as I said, a lot of times parents, I mean, if you're a grandparent and you give this book at Easter, there's something about Easter and Christmas. You get an open door. You can just go, hey, here's a book on why Easter. Hard for them to object to that, right? Because it's Easter and the kids want to know, yeah, and what is Easter? And the parents, many of them are kind of thinking like, you know what, I got questions there too. I don't want to admit it, but when I'm reading the book, I'm curious, what does it say? It's an open door to share things. So there's something beautiful about the idea of children's books. And then again, the idea of these holidays where people are looking for something. Kids have questions and stuff. So how did you, you know, find the illustrator? And because there's so many different ways you can tell a story for kids. So how do you begin, you know,
the great question,
make that decision.
Let me give you one example. We took essentially, we gave a hermeneutic on Romans 7. This is where Paul says, the good I want to do, I don't. The evil I don't want to do, I do. What a wretch am I who will save me from this? Meaning that even though he is a Christian, and one with a unique apostolic calling, mind you, he is still wrestling with his flesh. The paradoxical nature of Christianity, that Jesus is Lord of all the universe, but the fulfillment of his lordship is not yet recognized, all right? That we die to self to gain life, all right? This is all the paradoxical natures of Christianity that are very difficult for adults to absorb. And Paul is, you know, working his salvation out with fear and trembling right there in Romans 7, trying to figure it out for himself. You know, I'm writing scripture. The Lord is literally downloading his word to my pen. And yet I want to act out. And yet I want to sin. What is wrong with me? And so we drew an illustration like this in the book. And we talked about there are two types of sin. There's the kinds that you actively look to do. You actively look to disobey your parents because you don't trust them and don't think that what they think is best for you is. And so you go out and make your own mistakes. Then you feel very sorry for them when you do. But then there's the moments you can't explain. Why am I just mean to my parents? They didn't do anything wrong. Why was I just mean? Why did I just say that nasty thing to my best friend or someone in school that I really, really like? Why did I do that? Why did I snap like that? I can't explain it. And it's because there's a nature inside of us that even at times on our own, when we want to do the good and right thing, we can't do it. Okay. And it's because, and we point this out with one of the illustrations in the book, God did not make us as NPCs in a video game. We're not non-playable characters. We're not robots. All right. He gave us a will. He gave us an ability to think and to make choices. And so that sometimes creates a tension between the things that we want to do that are good and the things that we don't want to do that are bad. And we end up doing the bad things, even when we think we don't want to. And so that's a problem that only God within us can solve.
This is so important. We'll be right back. We're talking to Steve Dace, the brand new kids book, Why Easter?
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. to get free shipping today. Welcome back. We're talking to Steve Dace, who has a brand new children's book out. It's called Why Easter? Jesus Died for Us So We Can Live Forever. Steve, I'm delighted as I hear you talk about this book, and I'm also laughing inside because having written 30 children's books for decades, people have asked me, idea for children's book. How do I get a book published, or how do I do it? And it just struck me that you gave the best answer. You start with a hermeneutic on Romans 7. I think if I would say that to people, they would just back away and say, you know what, I'm not interested in writing kids' books. A hermeneutic on Romans 7. It is funny because that's the challenge, right? I mean, you hear this over and over again if you're a writer, where the shorter something is, the harder it is, right? And mm-hmm. Is it that to write a short story or to write a poem is way harder than writing a novel, because a novel can be baggy and sloppy and you get to it eventually, what you want, the point you want to make. But when you're writing a kid's book, you got to go right there. And you know, you want illustrations, you want it to appeal to kids. And yet you are really putting forth some tough stuff in here. This is not chirpy, happy, you know, marshmallow peeps and chocolate eggs.
No, it's a very uplifting book. Kids will come away inspired that they were uniquely and wonderfully made, that God counted every hair on their head, that God has spared no expense to connect with them and to love them and to know them forever. None. And so those things are hallmarks of the book. So there's just enough in there to prick the conscience of a child, to get them to begin to ask, to plant that little seed, you know, one plants, another waters, and then God gives the increase. Frankly, Eric, what you and I are describing are the kinds of seeds that Sunday schools in this country planted for centuries. And now youth ministry basically is where, you know, exegesis and hermeneutics goes to die in the modern evangelical church. Okay. And so that basically what I'm trying to do with this book, and you know me, it's go big or go home. I'm basically trying to undo 40 years of purpose-driven youth ministry in one children's book. And like my one of my favorite characters from my all-time favorite show, Lost, Jack Shepherd. We have to go back. All right. We have to go back to the way we did things before, when things were working. It's not complicated. It's just that human nature is. We want to think that things are always going to be better in the future, when reality, many of the answers and hopes for the future are found in the past. We have to go back. That's what we have to do.
There's no doubt about that. And I see that. In other words, I my hope for this nation and the world is that we would be able to go back, that we would be able to slough off some of the horrors that we have accepted in the last decades. You referred to purpose-driven youth ministry. that you're referring to the book by Rick Warren. There's this kind of seeker-friendly, open arms. And listen, there's some value there, and that's mm-hmm. how we into the trouble that we're in, because you say, hey, there's something here. And then we just go whole hog and we forget everything else. We throw the baby out with the bathwater, and then we find out, we're in big trouble. A number of decades of this approach has created maybe converts, but no disciples.
Correct.
It's destroyed the fabric of the nation. It has done a harm that only God can undo, really.
Right.
We need miraculous. We need God to come in and do miraculous, and we have to do our part. But God is either going to use us or it's over. We're not going to be able to do this on our own. In the natural, it's not possible to go back, but we have to do everything we can, and we have to ask God to help us. But, you know, when you talk about purpose-driven youth ministry, talk a little bit about that, because there's so many people that naively thought, hey, this is it. We've got to figure it out. We're just going to be really friendly now, and we're going to invite the kids in, and we're going to show them we're their friends and everything. There are some nice ideas there. But if you take them to their logical, you know, extension, they end up not being so nice. That's the problem.
If you go to the first line of Rick's book, it's not about you. Should have just stopped right there. Because everything else that came out of that ministry made it about you. All right. And so essentially, you know, there's an ages debate, Pelagius, Calvin, Arminius. Do we choose God? Does God choose us? What's the ratio of God, divine sovereignty and human choice and freedom and everything else? And whole tomes and volumes and debates have been done about this from the dawn of Christendom and won't be settled probably this side of eternity. Okay. But what we have done, though, is we've taken that same sort of Pelagian, Arminian, and I'm not conflating Arminius and Pelagius. They were two different characters in what they believed, but they still believed in some form of self-empowerment, okay, in salvation. Pelagius believed human beings were basically good. Arminius did not, okay? What we've done, though, is we've taken that Pelagian-Arminian debate into sanctification air, okay? So let me tell you what I mean by this. The night that Jesus is going to be arrested, he sits in the Garden of Gethsemane now, and he's fully God, but he's also fully man. And he is sweating blood, you know, a medical condition of extreme stress, right? Why? Because as God, he knows what he is about to endure. As man, he is not sure he can endure it. And he says to his father, take this cup from me if it is your will. The father doesn't take the cup away. What does he pray next? Not my will, but your will be done. When the disciples say to Jesus, teach us to pray, what does he say? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Once we are saved, our desire, our greatest desire should be to give up our own will. That our life is not our own. We were bought at a high price. We will be a bondservant or a slave to something, either this world or Christ. That for me to die is gain, and for Christ to live, the hope of glory, Christ in me. What we've done now is we've taken the debate about how much freedom we exerted in our salvation and applied that now to our sanctification. So post-salvation, it's all about us now, okay? It's about your purpose. It's about your mission. You're uniquely gifted. You're a snowflake. That my church, if we didn't do things my way, I saw a clip of Elevation Church, one of the biggest in the country last week, their digital director talking about how they're going to bring people in for Easter. And she said, well, we're not going to talk about the blood. We're not going to talk about atonement. We're not going to talk about the cross. So you're not going to talk about Easter. You got a lot of people there, all right? But it's not a worship service for Easter, all right? That's not what it is. And ultimately, this idea that if we don't do things our way, if we God's cake won't be, people won't choose it if we don't frost it with our unique formula, all right? The sanctification process now is exalting our humanity as well at the very stage of our relationship when we should be dying to ourselves. And that's how we've got purpose-driven youth ministry, and we have purpose-driven small groups. We sit around, read our Bibles. What does this mean to you? No one cares what it means to you, dude. You're a sinner. Okay,
dude, this is so important. This is so important. And ladies and gentlemen, don't let Steve Dace fool you. He's written a children's book called Why Easter. We're going to be right back.
Once there was a way to get back home.
Welcome back. Talking to Steve Dace about everything that matters, including his brand new children's book called Why Easter. But like everything you do, Steve, you know, you don't keep it light. You're serious. Why Easter? There's nothing more serious.
I mean, fun-loving guy once, Eric, once.
But think about it for a second, how funny this is, right? We say Easter, Easter eggs and, you know, spring and happy. And you think Easter? Yeah, Easter's happy, but we deal with the death of God on a Roman cross for your sins, which should carry you to eternal hell. I mean, so unless you go through the darkness, unless you're willing to deal with that, there is no Easter. There is no resurrection without the crucifixion, without the death and the tomb. And that's what we're talking about here. And that's what you're getting at when you talk about the kind of ministry that has evolved in the last 40 years, this kind of seeker sensitive, you know. And again, I get it that everybody who's ultimately wrong, they're making some good points along the way, but then they go wrong entirely and they cease to see the seriousness at the central, at the core of what we're talking about. So when you just talk about Elevate Church, where are they?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
That they are, you know, doing this big happy clappy Easter service, but they're avoiding Easter. They're avoiding the center of what it's all about. You understand, Steve, they actually believe that at some point they're going to suck these people in with the happy stuff. And at some point they'll be able to deliver the truth. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, and listen, the head of Willow Creek admitted it, Hybels, that all of this stuff, in the end, it doesn't work. It doesn't lead people to it.
It's somehow all carrot. They never bring the stick, Eric. They never do. And here's the reason why they're not going to preach the resurrection there is because in the end, there's no resurrected power there. You know, in Revelation 3, Jesus says, go back and do the former things, the things you once did. Otherwise, I will come to you and I will take away your lampstand. And I think collectively, that is what's happened to the church in America. And until we reform to go back and do the former things we once did, the reformers in many respects were just saying, we need to go back to an Augustinian understanding of Christianity and its role in the world and the role of the scriptures. We have to reform. We have to go back. We have to go back to what we used to do before whatever it is, this stuff that we're doing now. All right. We've lost our way. We've lost the plot. That's what reformation meant. That's why they didn't call for a replacement nation, but a reformation. Go back and do the former things. Yeah. You have to do that in America, too. And until we do, you know, we won't learn things like you will not have resurrection power in your life without your own Good Friday. Christianity is not the avoidance of struggle or suffering. It is the conquering of it.
I mean, when you think about it, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
Yes.
Now, if you know what's on the other side of death to self, you're running to die because you will never get to true life unless you die to self. And when you die to self, God's life is on the other side of that, the greatest thing imaginable. That is the meaning of Easter, ladies and gentlemen. That's it right there. And Steve Dace, congratulations on the book. It is called Why Easter? It's for kids. But something tells me adults are going to get a lot out of this, too. It's called Why Easter? Jesus Died for Us So We Can Live Forever. And I just got to say, this is as important as it gets. And, folks, I want to tell you, as the author of 30 children's books, they really often are an amazing way to communicate to adults. Don't lose sight of that. There's some crummy children's books, but the good ones are speaking to everybody. Steve Dace, again, congratulations. The book is called Why Easter? Jesus Died for Us So We Can Live Forever. And Dace is spelled D-E-A-C-E. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Eric. God bless, man. Appreciate you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.